With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. A political battle over what would be the first wind farm on the eastern shore of Maryland is spinning off in unexpected directions. Democratic officials, who are normally close allies, have become antagonists over the proposed Great Bay Wind Energy Center. But liberal environmentalists, often at odds with conservative farmers, have forged an alliance with farmers in support of the $200 million wind farm in Somerset County. Meanwhile, the defense industry does not want 600-foot-tall turbines interfering with a radar system in Southern Maryland that tests advanced aircraft. Southern Maryland lawmakers are worried the wind farm will interfere with the radar system at the Patuxent River Naval Air Station, and they don't want the Navy to finalize a tentative agreement between the Pax River base and the wind developer to allow the project. The most recent twist in the long-running saga over the wind project came in July. Senator Barbara Mikulski, the powerful chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, added language to a defense appropriations bill that would prevent the Navy from finalizing its agreement with the wind farm developer until MIT completes a study next year of the effects of the turbines on radar. Senator Mikulski issued a written statement that said, quote, "I have been supportive of developing alternative energy sources. However, the Navy has commissioned a $2 million MIT study to make sure PAX's test range is not disrupted. The study should be completed before next steps are taken," unquote. That put Mikulski at odds with her close ally, Governor O'Malley, a fellow Democrat who this spring vetoed a bill that would have delayed the project for this type of study. To protest Mikulski's move, a coalition of 21 environmental groups, led by the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, held a telephone press conference on August 14th. Paul Harris is development manager with Texas-based Pioneer Green Energy. He warned a delay of even a year would kill the project, because federal wind energy tax credits they need would expire.
It would be a terrible precedent to set for the future developments of wind power in the state.
In league with the environmentalists and the wind developers is the Somerset County Farm Bureau and the Delmarva Poultry Industry, Inc., which want local family farms to benefit financially from leasing their land for the turbines. Mary Ann Peterman owns a fourth-generation farm and spoke during the telephone press conference.
I'm very disappointed in Senator Mikulski's decision to support the special interest of the defense industry over the protection of our environment, family farming, and a once-in-a-lifetime chance for significant economic development in Somerset County. And as you know, we are the poorest county in the state of Maryland.
But on Mikulski's side is U.S. Representative Steny Hoyer, the powerful House Democratic whip from Southern Maryland. During a hearing this spring, he warned that defense contractors are threatening to move their businesses out of Maryland because they would be inconvenienced by a tentative agreement between the Pax River base and the wind developers that would allow the wind turbines but pause or curtail the blades during testing of aircraft. So who will win this political battle? Those who want the skies free for military aircraft, or those who want the skies for clean energy? The truth is, there's plenty of room in the sky for a compromise to allow both. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.